This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Coral reefs are already appreciated for their beauty, but they provide another, more tangible benefit, too.
Every day, waves are coming ashore. And, of course, during storms, you might have 20-foot waves. The reef is breaking those waves, essentially dissipating that energy, before they hit the shoreline.
Mike Beck, a marine scientist for the Nature Conservancy and UC Santa Cruz.
If we're to lose just a little bit of our reef, I mean, we modeled just losing the topmost meter of reef, storm costs would double.
Beck and his team used 30 years of wind and wave data, combined with hydrodynamic, ecological, and economic models, to figure out what future floods would look like with shorter reefs.
And you repeat that all around the world for all 72,000 kilometers of coral reef coastline.
Overall, they found that the flood protection benefits of coral reefs save the global economy $4 billion a year. And the biggest beneficiaries are Indonesia, the Philippines, Malaysia, Mexico, and Cuba. The full list is in the journal Nature Communications.
National economies only account for what you take from ecosystems. That is, what you harvest every year gets included in your GDP, not the benefit of keeping it there.
By pinning a number on the flood protection benefits of coral reefs, Beck says he hopes government economists will see corals as more than just a draw for snorkelers. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.